The Adelaide Fringe is one of the best times of the year in South Australia, and the fun is not only located in the CBD this week, and it's hitting the road. One place it's coming to is Murray Bridge, and hosting the Murray Bridge Fringe Street Party this Saturday is Kevin Cropinieri. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Doing very well. Kev, what do you like as a party host, mate? Can you lead a party? Well, first things first,
let's backtrack. Yes, Adelaide Fringe is the best, one of the best festivals in the world.
True, it's an international festival.
And it's pretty special this year because we're the only festival in the world that's going ahead. So, it's, you know, well done to South Australia for getting on top of what we have to get through this whole crisis and pandemic. But, yes, to bring something like that to that calibre town, to Murray Bridge, is going to be great. Yeah, and I've been a professional comedian for 14 years now, and I do a lot of hosting, so at a lot of different festivals, so it's always good to be coming back and hosting something special in one of your hometowns, you know.
Love it.
So true. I was talking to one of my best mates earlier this morning who's over in Scotland, and we were just talking about the fact that it's so weird that we both come from places with these incredible fringe festivals. Obviously the Edinburgh Festival is very, very successful as well, but it just is really humbling to realise that this is not going to be happening anywhere else. And like you've said, the fact that the Fringe is going ahead in the city and all the way across the regions, it's a good opportunity for us, the general public, to come out and support people like yourself and all of the artists that have worked so hard to bring this show to us, the audience.
Yeah, absolutely right, darling. And you know what? I must say that I've had the pleasure of performing over in the Edinburgh Festival.
Wow.
And my heritage is Scottish Aboriginal. So
oh,
I had a really great time over there. We went over there with the Aboriginal Comedy All-Stars. So we had Sean Chilborough, Steph Tisdall. You might have seen her on the project. She's got a few big things coming up very soon. Myself and Andy Saunders. So he's from The Block a couple of years ago, the TV reality show The Block. And we went over to Edinburgh, and yes, 5-star reviews, sell-out season, and made it on the BBC over there as well. So
nice. We
are very lucky to be in such an awesome place to be having and celebrating, and not only that, just coming together because people are hanging out for entertainment.
Yeah, of course. By the sounds of it, you've performed for a number of different audiences. Do you love being here in South Australia performing to Australians and obviously sharing your culture and everything?
Well, look, sister, it's like this here. Like, I love performing. I love sharing, bringing laughter to people. I'm a stand-up comic. That's what I do for a living. And the fact that we can, I think the Adelaide Fringe is getting bigger and bigger every year, and they're doing a more outreach. They do, you know, Port Augusta's. They have the Desert Fringe, so
yeah,
they actually have something down in Murray Bridge is really, really great, yeah.
So we've got the Fringe on 6th party. That's happening from 5:30 this Saturday night. Not only are you hosting, Kev, but we've got Tahir coming down, the Bakers, Basketball Man, Frolic and Follies. That's the party. That's free. Head along to that. Do not miss it. But as well as that, you've got your own show, Saturday Arvo. Kevin Cropinieri goes Talkabout. I've heard about walkabouts, Kev, but not talkabouts. What's a talkabout?
Well, it's derived from walkabout. So obviously you go for a walk, and it's a black fella thing as well. It's an Aussie thing actually, go and walkabout. And a good friend of mine, gave me that name for my show because one time I was touring with the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Roadshow, and I've actually hosted that about 6 times now.
Jeez, your resume is very full, Kev.
and a good friend of mine, Ann Edmonds, said to me, I went instead of doing a 15-minute walk startup for the show, I ended up, it was such a warm, hot crowd that you just had like a hot, warm bath. You didn't want to get off, you know. and as I come off, I got a bit of a disciplined by the tour manager, and rightly so. I went over, and she goes, "Oh, Kev just went talk about."
So
that's how I got the nickname. Oh, not the nickname, but that's why I said. And she goes, "That's your next show called." She said, "So I said, yeah, I'll stick with that." Yeah, but it's Murray Bridge is selling really well. So the people are coming out and supporting. I think I've only got about 30 tickets left to sell by Saturday. So for all you listeners out there, if you want to come along and have a good laugh, it does. Look, I love Murray Bridge, and to you know, and like you said before, sister, like being back home in South Australia performing for the mob is great. I'm a proud South Aussie. And I think you appreciate South Australia more when you've, because I lived overseas, interstate for 14 years.
Yeah, I'm the same. So, you come back and you're like, this is where it is.
Well, the party is going to be in Murray Bridge this weekend. Not only the party on 6th, starting at 5.30, it's free, but get your tickets as well. The last 30 available to Kevin Kropp and Yerrigo's Talk About. AdelaideFringe.com.au. It's a place to get your tickets. Kevin Kropp, love talking to you, mate.
Too deadly, brother.